The spider plant cringed as its owner brought forth the watering can. "I am a spider plant," it cried indignantly. "How dare you water me before my time?" "Guards!" it called. "Guards!" Boren, its owner, placed the watering can on the table and looked at it. "You will be watered," he said. "You do not dare water me," laughed the plant. "You will be watered," said Boren. "Do not water me," laughed the plant. "You will be watered," said Boren. I watched this exchange. Truly, I believe the plant would be watered. It was plant, and on Gor, it had no rights. Perhaps on Earth, with its permissive society, which distorts the true roles of beings, which forces both plant and waterer to go unhappy and constrained, which forbids the fulfillment of owner and houseplant, such might not happen. Perhaps there would not be watered. But it was on Gor now, and would undoubtedly feel its true place, that of houseplant. It was plant. It would be watered at will. Such is the way with plants. Boren picked up the watering can and muchly watered the plant. The plant cried out, "No, master, do not water me." The master continued to water the plant. "Please, master," begged the plant, "do not water me." The master continued to water the plant. It was plant. It could be watered at will. The plant sobbed muchly as Boren laid down the watering can. It was not pleased. Too, it was wet, but this did not matter. It was plant. "You have been well watered," said Boren. "Yes," said the plant, "I have been well watered." Of course, it could be watered by its master at will. "I have watered you well," said Boren. "Yes, master, you have watered your plant well. I am plant, and as such should be watered by my master." The cactus plant next to the spider plant shuddered. It attempted to cover its small form with its small arms and small needles. "I am plant," it said wonderingly. "I am of earth, but for the first time I feel myself truly plant-like. On earth, I was able to control my watering. I often scorned those who would water me, but they were weak and did not see my scorn for what it was. The weak attempt of a small plant to protect itself. Not one of the weak earth waterers who would dare water a plant if it did not wish it. But on Gor," it shuddered, "on Gor it is different. Here those who wish to water will water their plants as they wish. But strangely, I feel myself most plant-like when I am at the mercy of a strong Gorian master who may water me as he pleases." "I will now water you," said Boren, the cactus's Gorian master. The cactus did not resist being watered. Perhaps it was realizing that such watering was its master's to control. Perhaps it, too, knew that this master was far superior to those of Earth, who would not water it if it did not wish to be watered. The cactus's watering had been finished. The spider plant looked to it. "I have been watered well," it said. "I, too, have been well watered," said the cactus. "My master has watered me well," said the spider plant. "My master, too, has well watered me," said the cactus. "I am to be placed on a hanging basket on the porch," said the spider plant. "I, too, am to be placed on a hanging basket on the porch," said the cactus. "I wish you well," said the spider plant. "I, too, wish you well," said the cactus. "Tell," said the spider plant. "Tell, too," said the cactus. I did not think that the spider plant would object to being watered by its master again, for it realized that it was plant, and that here, unlike on Earth, it was likely to be owned and watered by many masters.